afternoon. Today I'm going to present rapid increase of HIV infection among inject drug users in Taiwan. It's my outline. Drug use is contributed to the HIV in pan epidemic, especially related to unsafe inject drug use. Why is it important to study IDUS? They engage in higher risk behavior. They are discriminated and marginalized, and an outbreak of HIV infection among IDU in Taiwan after 2003 SARS epidemic. You see this rapid increase in 2004 and 2005. Up to the August 2007, a total of about 15,000 HIV infected people in Taiwan. According to the Taiwan CDC, IDU had depressed men have sex with men as the main risk group by HIV transmission. You see this slide in 2003, only 10% of IDU among the HIV infection. In 2004, jumped to 41%. In 2005, 73%. The purpose of our study is to examine the mode of HIV transmission according to the safe report of HIV infected inmate, and to explore a possible reason which caused the rapid increase of HIV infection among injection drug users. We had a name-based HIV reporting system in Taiwan. We also have official surveillance of prison inmates since 1990. Each new inmate will receive a mandatory HIV blood test. All HIV/AIDS kids in Taiwan have received free medical treatment since 1988, and HART since 1997. The cost is very high. Our data correction target prison were selected by stratified sampling according to their geographic location in Taiwan. All HIV-infected male inmates in the chosen prison were surveyed by anonymous questionnaire in group setting. This is a cross-sectional study in 2006. Uh, 540 of them complete the questionnaire. This response rate is 85%. Because 13 of them did not indicate the date of their HIV infection, so only 527 male subjects for analysis. We divided into two groups. One is the notification of HIV infection before January 2004, and then the other group is after January 2004. After 2004, there's almost 500, and most of them are younger age group. Most of them are committed drug crime, and almost of them use the injection method. About 80% of them STI, and about 3/4 of them recidivist. Table 3 shows the personal life change after SARS outbreak. About 27% of them perceived drug supply decrease, and 20% perceived drug price increase, and about 10% of them perceived a saline needle syringe increase and drug solution share increase. This is also a multiple response item, but there are about 133 said they shared needle and syringe only, and that shared drug solution only. It's about the number, and shared drug paraphernalia only. Is about that number, and about one fifth of them said maybe due to multiple modes of infection. About the subject risk behavior prior 6 months prior to the notification of HIV, such number. Reported sheer needle syringe or drug solution. About these numbers, both sex in China, they 150 never used condom. And other risk behavior in lifetime, about 30 of them ever bought or inject indigo drug in China. After multiple logistic regression analysis, use injection method has the strong predictor of contract and ID HIV. So discussion being IDU is the strongest predictor of contract HIV after SARS outbreak. People were afraid to go to hospital during SARS outbreak. Among the subject, you see the table 3, 27% of perceived the drug supply decrease and 20% perceived drug price increase during SARS break. Roughly 17% to 28% of subject considered they contract HIV due to sharing needle or syringe or and the drug solution. It might increase the needle syringe sharing as well as increase the possibility of HIV infection. According to Jiang and Estrella conducted a qualitative study in Taiwan and found the outbreak of HIV infection among IDU was due to shared transmission in a group setting. Also, the subject indicates they might contract HIV from Yunnan or Burma. Yunnan is China, in China. This phenomenon is observed in our study. Some subjects reported they bought sex or drug in China. Recent molecular epidemiological study have shown that more than 5% of IDU with newly diagnosed HIV-1 in 2004 and 2005 were infected with CRF07BC, a circulating recombinant form of subtype B' and C. A previous study is 2000 biology. There is that CRF-BC originated in China's Yunnan province as a mix of subtype B plant from Thailand and subtype from India. According to the WHO report, HIV is introduced into the community of IDU. Infection level in this population can rise from 0 to 50 to 60% within 1 to 2 years. It is very likely that HIV is introduced to the IDU after the SARS outbreak in Taiwan. further molecular epidemiological study need to clarify the relations of model transmission and the source of HIV subtype. We have suggestions. Education and counseling should focus on warning IDU not to share drug paraphernalia. IDU who have high risk sex partner and or who inject drugs in high HIV prevalence area, like Yunnan, should be considered as a higher risk subgroup among the IDU. Thank you very much.